Good afternoon, everybody. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. Today we wanted to do a recording about what is actually going on in Houston with the evacuees. Or I listened to a YouTube video this morning about somebody who is noticing that people are being taken and bussed into Walmart. Hi, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking in with us. One of the reasons why we want to do this particular audio today was because any of you who have been listening for any length of time have more than likely heard our discussion and focus on why Walmart was eventually allowed to participate in becoming one of the largest retailers in America. And this was not by accident. People involved in Walmart, especially the family Walmart, have a very interesting history, don't they, Victoria?
Sam Walton was the Bushes knew who he was, and he was a friend of theirs. But what we want to mention today is that about 3 or 4 months ago, when the aliens and the spirits were speaking very frequently, they wanted you to know that one of the places that the aliens would be coming to pick up humans for harvesting would be at Walmart centers. Now, many of these people in Houston are being shipped into Walmarts that are no longer being used. And that's exactly what we said would happen, was that they would usually be old Walmarts that have been closed down, and they would be turned into something like FEMA camps where they could take in multiple amounts of people. But it was a convenient area for aliens to come shopping. So this morning when I was listening to this video, that's exactly what's happening in Houston now. People are actually being bussed into Walmart. And that's something you all need to be very aware of. You got a point there?
Well, look, when this story first broke several years back, it was really questionable. I mean, why would the government want to take over closed out Walmarts? But then if you dig into the paperwork, and I've done some research in this, I've actually seen the white papers and some of the other documents that have gone back and forth where the government already had an existing plan, and the people involved with the production and distribution of Walmart to allow it to pretty much take over all of the United States and other locations was specifically designed to, first of all, get everybody buying and shopping in one location.
Right.
Part of the reason behind that is not just because it was good business to plan that way, but actually it was quite bad business. It was designed to put the local people out of business, mm-hmm. and to force everyone to go to the globalist center whenever they wanted something. Now, as you know, Walmart ships in most of its goods from places like China, right. overseas, and they pay lip service to Made in America. They do have some product lines that are specifically made in America, but a majority of their goods are bought from China. So you begin to wonder, you know, the whole purpose was for the government to take over all forms of commerce so they could then control it and tax it, but also there was a continuity of government program that was designed that these would also become emergency locations in the time of, you know, natural disasters and other things like that. But part of the plan also incorporated huge underground locations that would be tied into this. Now, you need to ask yourself, why would any Walmart need a large underground location attached to some of these facilities? But yet there are. And I speak from personal experience from years and years ago, having worked at Walmart for a brief time, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of unusual and disturbing things that take place in Walmart that are difficult to explain. Now, we've heard spiritual beings warn us about staying away from Walmart because it was going to be a location where they were going to both stage and project the takeover of the country.
Well, actually, Aya was talking about that, you know. What did he say? Shop smart? Shop Walmart?
Something like that.
This came directly from Ayo, who is an Anunnaki king. So if anyone would know what he's talking about, it would be him. And it's not just him. The other spirits have come out and said the same things too. The point is that 5 years ago, people were being made fun of who were noticing that Walmarts that had closed down were turning into militarized areas.
I was in the military. I was in the Navy. I was honorably discharged. I want to point out something that I know. Now, this is not classified, but this is just general knowledge. Whenever the military is about to do something, the first thing they do is stage or position assets in the area after, of course, thoroughly studying the area. Now, if you recall last year and the year before, there was a big stink about Jade Helm and what purpose it served by going out west and essentially mapping the human domain is what they like to call it. But human intelligence is extremely important, and I'm not just referring to the way that people think, but the actual lay of the land. You know, how many people are conservatives in this area? How many people are liberals in this area? How many people would react a certain way to certain events? Jade Helm basically created a mappable domain of people that could be taken advantage of by the military under certain circumstances. After this information was done, and also before, there was a great deal of information about how the continuity of government was going to use Walmarts, because everybody in their local area knows where their local Walmart is.
Mm.
So it was a great location to stage military assets and get ready for events. And Walmart had a contract with the military as well, and this is all documented. You can look this up. Part of that contract extended to, you know, what would be done with these facilities after they were closed. So a percentage of these have been closed across the country, and there was a lot of people reporting military assets being positioned at these places, and some of them actually being turned into guard towers.
Yes.
The places looked like they were turned into basically prisons.
Yes.
So why is that happening, and why are there over 100 of these FEMA camps that are also been built all across the United States, and almost all of them have no people in it at the moment? Why do we need that many FEMA camps? Why do we need them? And Walmart is all tied into this.
Well, we're getting very close to when the alien exposure is going to be really in our faces soon. And for those of you who were listening when we did a podcast last week, one of the reptilians popped in and had an opinion or two. And he was one of the reptilians who is now fighting the other reptilians, because there are two factions here, people, fighting for dominance on the Earth right now. And we'll call them the mediocre reptilians. They want to get rid of the bad ones. And the bad ones control our government and our media right now. So what's going on is that there is a war within the reptilians, because some of these beings do not want to see humans being treated as cattle and put into a terrible type of slavery, which is what the other reptilians want for us. So happening right now is this tug of war, and we are caught in the middle of it. So of course the ones that want exposure are getting frustrated, and they're going to start pulling all of these types of weather modification events. Now there's talk that Houston was weather modification, and I put I put something on the When the Ancients Speak on Facebook 2 days ago, which showed a sheet of paper that shows clearly that there was seeding going on at that time. People don't believe this, but the military has been able to do this and has been experimenting with this since the 1920s. And you can actually go to Geoengineering Watch and see all the patents right through from the 1920s right up to about a few years ago. There are patents for seeding and, creating hurricanes, things like that.
And these patents are clearly there, including the patent that NASA has for the sun simulator. When we've talked about this before, people are like, how is it possible that we could have, something simulating the sun? Well, actually, the technology for that has existed for about 40 years as well. And all of this stuff is real. People, we're living in essentially Buck Rogers land, except that we are not aware of a lot of the things that are going on. For example, the secret space stations and the secret space production of battle cruisers that exist and have existed for, again, almost 40 years. There's been a secret space program in existence. 3% of our military budget is directed to it, and about 20% of the Black Ops budget is also reported to this. According to them, there are bases on the moon, Mars, and that we can easily travel out of our own solar system and back, and have done so essentially the same way that you see on television with episodes of, for example, Star Trek. A lot of these programs were funded not only by the CIA, but also other government entities. Now ask yourself, why would the government want to fund these kind of programs? Well, we've discovered through extensive research, part of the reasoning behind this was to not only slowly reveal the fact that these things exist, but also to get people in the right mindset so that when they finally do reveal the space program to everybody and the aliens are revealed, that all of this information won't be quite a system shock, although it's still going to be a huge system shock for people that are deeply involved in religion, because you are about to learn that everything that you've been taught about religion is not only a lie, but was designed to keep you from learning this kind of information or accepting it, because it's just too far beyond your capability to comprehend, and it's just easier to believe in the comforting lies that we've been told about religion and faith.
Yeah, well, that didn't work in Houston now when Mr. Joel Osteen couldn't provide a sanctuary for his congregations down there in Houston. Just shows you what a flaming hypocrite these people are. They'll take your money, and he lives in the lap of luxury. Millions of dollars went into his home and in his churches, but when people are in times of need and desperation, oh no, 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 I'm closing my church down. Now, that just goes to show you what true religion is. Here's a man that was loved and revered by millions, and now look at who he really is. He's a scum, just like the rest of them. And you shouldn't be surprised about this. This is a time for keeping your eyes open and looking at life exactly how it is right now. Everything that is truthful has become a lie, and everything that is a lie has become truth. So we live in an upside-down world right now, and it's, you know, the aliens that want to be exposed are telling the elites, get it done, because they're running out of patience. When the Rothschilds start selling their estates, then people...
We're getting close.
We're getting very close. These guys do not do anything without prior proper planning. And they've all of a sudden put all of their estates in England up for sale. Don't you find that odd?
Well, when you look at the pattern of Nibiru, and it's due here sometime in September, and based on the foreknowledge, they even know the rotational positioning that the planet will be in. I mean, people, this is why the Hubble telescope was put up in orbit, because, you know, here we had this $2 billion telescope, and the soon as it was up in low Earth orbit, suddenly there was a huge mechanical problem with a brand new telescope.
Yeah.
And NASA had to come and pull out some rather top secret sections and insert new top secret equipment inside of the telescope, which, by the way, occasionally sends some really nice pictures of the universe. But of course, when you ask them to point it in the direction of Nibiru and take a few shots, they claim ignorance and say they don't know where it is. Although we have other, you know, revelations that are coming out, that there is no question there is something in the solar system that is perturbing. That's the word that these people use, perturbing other planets, causing planets to heat up, causing things to happen, causing the Earth to unnaturally tilt. That's why we have warm days, cold days, crazy weather, and it's just going to get worse each and every day. Oh, and I promise you, there will be a second natural disaster that is about to happen, and it's going to be another hurricane.
Yeah, this time it's in the Carolinas. Both north and south, it looks like. So
where it's going to hit.
What's going on right now is that they're creating this weather, just like they created the eclipse. Yes, they did. Air tells me that that was not a natural eclipse. It was man-made, and if you look at the way how slow the moon kind of passed around over the sun, that's not natural either. Nothing about it was natural. They just used the sun simulator to fool you all.
There was a PhD that came out right after this and said it is impossible for an eclipse to stop for 30 minutes, which is exactly what happened. They had a malfunction. I mean, these people can't even fiend a really good eclipse because it's so hard to do. I mean, they're trying to fool the entire Earth. Remember, there are thousands of satellites that are surrounding us, and they're all capable of being networked together the same way you could network computers together. and they're being used to create illusions and things that we are not entirely sure are actually there, because there are there is a plan, Project Bluebeam, look it up.
But also, you have to remember, and I've said this for months, is that the elites are creating prophecy. And they have to create it so that they keep the illusion that the Bible is the Word of God. So they have to create prophecy, which is, and in the time of the end, you know, the moon, the sun would go black, hurricanes, natural disasters, just so most people will still believe in that. But we want to remind you guys that the Bible came a long time after the Sumerian tablets. The Sumerian tablets came first, and they put most of that information in the Sumerian tablets, and the Bible just went ahead and plagiarized the whole thing. So what you're seeing are the elites creating prophecy, but it's not truthful. It is sleight of hand movements.
About the only thing we are absolutely certain of is that we are being lied to by our government. That not only do they lie to us about news and events and things that are going on, but they lie to us when actually telling the truth they'd be better served to do. If you recall, several years back, several government agencies came out and freely admitted that they routinely lied. We know that there was a law passed during the Obama administration that allowed propaganda to finally be legalized in America, like it wasn't bad enough, but these people know that by passing on propaganda that they can be sued and maybe even eventually criminally charged. So you got to watch the laws as they get passed, because they always get passed first and then those events happen. Like, take for instance the recent law that was passed by the Trump administration. Now look, I like Trump because I wanted Trump definitely a lot more than I ever wanted Hillary, but I wasn't stupid enough to believe that there wasn't something going on here. The aliens control all governments on the earth.
Yeah, they do.
And even for mavericks like Trump or other people that get in and want to do good, once they finally realize when they get in there, hey, wait a minute, we got treaties with aliens.
Yeah.
And some of these treaties involve coming down to our earth and harvesting human beings to be used as literally cattle for whatever they want.
And DNA.
And of course, that's all about, you know, keeping a live DNA pool. If you are a programmer, you understand about having core scripts that you keep in some kind of script vault so that if you screw something up, you go back to the original script, right? Well, that's exactly what these aliens are doing with us. We are their pool of basic hardcore DNA that they have been manipulating in certain cultures and certain areas. They have different types of programs going on. They have some DNA going on for example, maybe in Ireland. And in America, they may be working on a different project. There are literally thousands of alien projects across the land.
But here's something else a lot of you need to know about our DNA, is that some people, when they have come back and said, I was abducted, they were. They were truly abducted. I've shown you guys prints on my body that were definite markings that were left on me that I don't remember.
Well, we know girls that talk to us about being abducted.
Who cannot come out and tell others about this, but they have frequent experiences with aliens. And they're usually the Greys, I've been told by my friends. I'm not going to name them because I told them I would keep it, you know, quiet. But it's not like we can come out and say these things. So what they do with some human DNA is that they actually take us off this planet and they have their own breeding programs where they initiate their DNA with us. So we became, you know, we become humanoids with other species. And that's why you may see in these movies and Star Trek, you'll see humanoid type beings that may have antennas or may have, you know, a different looking colored skin. They are mutating our DNA on different planets right now.
And I tell you, if you really want to blow your mind, you guys are going to love this. For many years, I loved a lot of science fiction. I certainly never believed it was real, and I always kept a delineation between fantasy and reality. But recently, after doing extensive research not only into white papers but other types of financial papers, it absolutely is mind-blowing to realize that many of these programs were funded by the CIA, and that they're actually using real transcripts from actual events that have taken place in the universe, either in the past or currently the present, Like, for example, some of the Star Trek stories. I absolutely love them. They're entertaining, they're interesting. I never for a minute believed that these were real until I stumbled across this information. And it appears that some of these stories were inspired by actual events, sort of like in the other series that we watched, the Stargate series. There is a lot of direct links to that, and if you take the time to do the research, you will discover what I'm talking about.
Well, actually, Mike, we watched a show the other day. I think it was season 7, episode 1 of, what was it? South Park.
Oh, yeah, I like
South
that.
South Park. Guys, season 7, episode 1, they talk about this stuff in the South Park episode. I kid you not. Because Mike and I were sitting there listening to this, and I said, do you hear this? They're saying exactly what we were told by the aliens that talk to us. Exactly. And they made light of it, but what they're telling you is the truth. You see, you know, we have been so dumbed down that we can't be told the truth anymore because most of us could not cope with it. They have to embed it in our brains in different ways, through humor or through movies or from fun and, you know, songs. But what's happening is they're telling us in this that there are messages that you need to listen to, and if you didn't pay attention to it, oh well, it's not our fault, we told you. That's how they're going to go about telling us, because our government is never going to come out and tell us about the aliens until they're right there in your faces. So if you think that we're going to have some big alien disclosure, it's not going to happen the way you think. What's going
like
to happen
soft disclosure,
is
yeah.
We're going to see more people getting into Walmarts after there's natural, so-called natural disasters. And these people are going to go missing, and you're going to see that there are going to be lists of people that are just going to start missing. You won't know where they are. But you'll be told that, oh no, they must have gone out to sea with the disaster, with the hurricanes, their bodies must have got washed out. Anything but the truth. And the truth is that we are on the dinner menu right now, and this arrangement was made many years ago. This is not new. President Truman sat down and made a deal with the aliens, and he even admitted it in the 1950s. And then all of a sudden, everything he ever said was, you know, washed over, and we never heard another thing about it. But these contracts were done a long time ago, and even in World War II, some of the scientists that were used in Germany were given jobs here in America, like in Plum Island, to develop bacteria that had alien DNA to it. And Morgellons is one of those diseases. There is actual fighters in Morgellons that has almost like a life of its own. And this is not a natural bacteria. This is a designed disease. So what I'm telling you is that this has been going on for a long time. But you see, as we get closer to Nibiru, the truth of these events are now starting to surface. People are releasing documentation, like some guy releasing that sheet of paper the other day about the seeding, and it was dated August 24th for the seeding of weather modification over Texas. So, guys, the information's out there, and people are just starting to come forward. We don't have that much time before the planets are in our faces. So, the elites and the reptilians have to get busy on this, because there isn't that much time.
I think ultimately today, I can't always tell when these beings want to channel, and sometimes Victoria and I will have a conversation about other channeling sessions that we've had, because we can't always predict when they're going to say something. Some days they're ready to talk, like we had Chattel the other day, wanted to talk, but something else was going on in the house, so I think we're going to have to come up with a system that's going to allow us to take audio recordings wherever we are.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they'll channel when we're not ready.
Yeah.
And it can be very difficult when you're out in public. Okay, I want you people to imagine being in a restaurant. Sometimes these beings pop into my body. It can be highly embarrassing. We've come up with this kind of convenient lie that we have to tell people that I have Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah.
So that's the cover.
Yeah.
If something happens. But they've been pretty good lately. I mean, we've asked them not to act out in public, but we want you to know, as things get closer, it's probably the channeling sessions are going to be more hectic. especially with events that are about to unfold. And I do know that I remember Aya talking about how in the last few weeks it's just going to be literally hell on earth.
Yeah.
And they've never lied to us for all the years that we've always been correct. I mean,
well, yeah.
Victoria has never been wrong with any prediction she's made, and she has years and years of it. One of the earlier books that she wrote, we're probably going to put out again if we have time. I don't know if we will or won't, but we definitely would like to hear from you guys. And if you need help or guidance, we may be able to offer it. Maybe. We're trying to figure out a way to do this so we can help more people.
I do want to tell you guys that as events get worse, now, I also mentioned to you last week when we were having that podcast when the reptilian kind of kind of came in, that I've been told by darkened entities, and he loves to tell me this stuff, and he reiterated it again a couple weeks ago, that the month of October and November are going to be hell on earth in this country. And he said to me, he gave me a direct message. He said, you can tell all your people out there so that you look like you're a real good prophet. That's what he said. But I'm here to tell you that's what he told me. I'm only repeating.
You can believe it.
But I will tell you this. When the storm was going on with Houston, I felt sick. And I couldn't shake it. And I was feeling sick for days. And I said to Mike, something's wrong. They've started the harvesting. And he said, how do you know that? I said, I don't know. I just feel it. I've always been able to feel these things. And I said, something's wrong. They're doing something they shouldn't be. And then I find out this morning about these Walmart centers.
And I do want to point out that the spirits did predict that there would be at least one or two. How many?
Not up to three.
Up to three natural disasters before this all takes place. And also they've been right on about all the earthquake predictions on the West Coast, although that's not hard to predict.
They still say a major volcano.
Yeah, and they also say that there's going to be a major volcano is going to erupt too in the next couple of weeks.
In America.
We're not talking like, you know, somewhere out in Papua New Guinea or, I mean, granted, there's a lot. I mean, the earthquake and volcanic activity has magnified by a factor of about 100. I know Yellowstone has had literally over 1,000 earthquakes just in the last 60 days. Normally that takes place over the course of about a year. And now we got NASA that came out and said, well, we're going to try and figure out a way to relieve the pressure. So we're going to start drilling,
yeah,
kind of like the way you frack. It's essentially they're going to be fracking all along the caldera rim. Okay, imagine this. Okay, let's say you've got a scab on your body. And that scab is keeping the blood from gushing out. Do you pick at the scab or do you let it heal naturally? I think it could be very questionable, this what they're doing here. And we know of other things on the West Coast and the East Coast that are going to be taking place. So people, pay attention, man. It's going to make your head spin. And we just wanted to warn everybody.
Where is it? Mammoth Mountain in California is having
At Mount St. Helens in Oregon.
Mount St. Helens is starting to rumble again.
Yeah.
But I think Mammoth Mountain had a butte or it was an ancient volcano.
California is riddled with ancient volcanoes.
It's starting to have frequent earthquakes down there.
Well, anyhow, the last thing I wanted to say was that if you pay attention to everything that's going on and if you see the proof out there that we've had a lot more crazy things are going on. The weather is crazy. There's no question that the poles are shifting. I mean, that's a scientific fact. You can go look that up, too.
Yeah.
If you doubt anything that we say, please look this stuff up. We don't claim to be prophets. We're just reporting basically on what these beings are telling us.
Yeah.
And believe me, there are some situations we don't believe this stuff either, guys. So I understand when you hear this stuff. I mean, the typical average person when they hear these things just can't fathom it because, well, we didn't know these things. But now we can clearly see that this is what's taking place.
Actually, I asked a spirit yesterday that was visiting, and he wanted to know if I had a question for him. And I usually don't like to ask too many questions now because I always have to, you know, there's a price to pay with some of these entities that are not so nice. They always have a price that you must pay for information. So I stopped asking because if it means that I have to give up who I am as an individual or I have to sell myself, I forget it. I don't need it that badly. So anyway, this individual asked me if I had a question for him. And I said, well, I want to know, when is all this supposed to happen? But I don't even think you can answer that. And he just said something to me, which I've been thinking a lot about, which was, there needs to be three. And now, I've spoken about three before, the three darkened entities who prefer to be used as one, that they would position themselves in different parts of the world, and they would all be of the same darkened entity, but different sections of that. They can do that. They can join together, or they can be separate. So he said the three have to come forward. So I don't know when that is going to happen, if that's exactly what he was speaking of, because he was speaking in riddles, which is something that a lot of these, you know, entities will do from time to time. They will speak in jokes and riddles, and you're supposed to figure out what they're saying. But that was what he told me. The three have to come forward. So I don't really know where we're at in the earth right now, but I can tell you we're pretty close, because I'm getting visits from one of these entities that wants me to know that he's very excited about sitting on his throne. When that's happening, I don't know. I have a feeling, though, that we're very close, because if you look at all the things that are going on in America right now, with Antifa spilling over and now being declared a terrorist organization by certain groups, it's just a matter of time before martial law is declared. And with more natural disasters, in quotations, coming, yeah, they're getting ready. So I don't know how long we're down the track here. Could be weeks, could be another couple of months, I don't know. But I am going to tell you guys to stay alert, because you need to watch what's happening. Don't pay any attention so much to mainstream media. Look for alternative news, because they would have more truth in what they're saying than actually mainstream media is telling you right now. It's all, you know, smoke and mirrors. Guys, have a safe day. Stay awake, stay alert, and we'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.